Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and today we've got a special podcast-a-thon. That's right. We're doing a bit of charity-a-thon on episode. So we've got a charity talking to us today, as well as the rule of Jenny Penn, and no licking the buttholes. That makes sense later. And of course, one more from Shudder. 825 Forest Road. Hey, that was my address. All this and more on this Stream and Demons. Hit it.
Streaming. Kidding.
I would really like
Dr. Payne.
Wow.
Payne was great.
I wish Dr. Payne.
And I was in love.
Me too.
Great. I love
Dr. Payne. Don't we all?
Don't we all say we all? Hey everyone, I'm Jim Phoenix. Like and subscribe before I talk. It's better that way. Trust me. Today on a special Streaming Demon, it's just me.
It's just Jimbo.
A boxed human is on a special assignment trying to get a passport out of anywhere. I guess. I don't know. Anyways, today is our podcast-a-thon. We've got a special guest coming a little bit later. But first, I've got two joints from Shudder. We call them joints still? I don't know. I'm calling them joints. I'm bringing that back. We've got 825 Forest Roll and The Rule of Jenny Penn. It's a bit older movies, meaning, you know, the last couple months. But I got the screeners and I actually had to look up to see if I could talk about one of them now. And I can. All right. Here we go. Deep breaths. Hold it. Let it out. And for those of you in the Mutant Army fandom, whatever it is, before you flame me to death, I just want to say, enjoy Joe Bob Briggs when you get him. Honestly. No, don't complain that you got like, one episode a month. Holy shit. It's better than zero. Right? That's how numbers work. Anyways. Here we go. 825 Forest Road. The storyline is after a family tragedy. Chuck Wilson hopes to start a new life in Ashland Falls with his wife Maria and little sister Elizabeth. But he quickly discovers that the town is a dark secret. Oh boy. Goes on. Okay. The ghost of Helen Foster has terrorized residents for decades since her own suicide back in the 40s. Finding Helen's old home is the key to undoing the hauntings, but their address they have doesn't match any of the town's existing streets, so they had to do some sort of mapping thing, and then MapQuest got involved, and it's like, I'm not a thing anymore. And then something, jazz hands, bad roofing. I don't know. That is a long storyline, IMDb. Holy crow. This is coming from Stephen Cognetti. And if you've looked at any of the Hell House LLC stuff, that's him. In a nutshell, he written and directed this one. I guess is the first non-Hell or non-found footage feedage. What? Huh? Say that one again. The non-found footage film feature, right? That he's done. And it's Hell House-ish, right? Meaning, the acting's well done. The directing's fine. It's got the spooks, it got the scaries. Like, oh my gosh. This is a much shorter one. After a family tragedy, Chuck Wilson hopes to start a new life. And then quickly discovers his town has a dark secret. I think they just put that up as I was reading this. Nice. So the acting's fine. Like, Brian Anthony Wilson's in it, Mike Sutton's in it, Joe Bendelli, Vermilia, they're fine. They worked. They're great actors. Really. Sincerely. The sound works. The jump scares, sure, why not? The color is fine. It all works out. It starts out almost like a Hell House, right? Like, oh no, but it's not found footage. Excuse me for the big in my chair. And it builds up suspense. It is a decent runtime. It doesn't like go on and on and on and on and on. You can knock this out and still have time for tea. I'm not trying to spoil it, so I'm trying to like talk around the major plots, which is very hard to do with a movie like this. But let's just say you're going to remember Hell House when you watch this. So if you liked Hell House, you might like this movie. If you liked a lot of the paranormal investigation, you know, you're going to like this movie. If you like Conjuring, you will like this movie. There's a lot to like about this movie. And the reason why, because it takes bits and pieces of all of it. And this is what kind of works against it. If you were a Conjuring fan, you're going to like the Conjuring part of it, but you're like, I've seen this before. You might not like the rest. If you are a paranormal witness, you'll be like, oh, I've seen this before, and might not like the rest. I think it has a problem with being too big. The story kind of falls underneath its own weight. It's part Scooby-Doo, part, oh, we have to figure out this mystery, part, oh, it's a doll that comes alive, it's Annabelle, part, oh, it's a haunting, it's a possession, it's all this stuff. We've seen these from other movies before. It's kind of like he took a bunch of movie scripts, put them in a blender, said, fuck it, let's see what happens. And I'll just film whatever pops out. So like the technical aspects of filming, the technical aspects of the sound and the coloring and the acting and everything else, it works. You're not going to go like, oh, that's a low budget. You know, it works. I don't know what the budget is right now. It's the, God, I don't give a fuck. I think that's what it is. It's the, I've seen this before in multiple movies, and they all did it better. I'm not saying this is a horrible movie. I'm not getting like a one or two, but it's something you could check out for yourself. It's a Shudder original, 825 Forest Road. Really check it out for yourself. I think it's watchable, but not rewatchable. I think that's what it might be. I say if you are kind of locked in your house on a rainy day like I was today, knock yourself out. Why not? You know, out of five Cthulhu's, I give this a 3. It's not the best. It's not the worst. 3 Cthulhu's. Check it out, though. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is your jam. You know, maybe you hate it more. I don't know. I think because of the acting strength and the directing strength, it pulls it from a 2.5 to a 3. Otherwise, not much going on, or maybe too much going on. You decide. There's even like an AA type meeting. I'm like, what the fuck? They start talking. There's like, there's found footage, but not found footage. It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. So that's 825 Forest Road. Next up, we've got The Rule of Jenny Penn. And I wanted this. I saw who was in it. And I was like, my God, I know nothing about this, but I want it. The Rule of Jenny Penn. Confined to a secluded rest home and trapped within the stroke-ridden body, a former judge must stop an elderly psychopath who employs a child's puppet to abuse a home's residents with deadly consequences. That does not do it justice.
And it's a judge, so it might be justice, right?
It is beyond that. Far, 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 far beyond that. I'm just going to give you, it's done by James Ashcroft, directed it, wrote most of it with Kent Elliott Kent and Owen Marshall. But the stars, Nathaniel Lee, nicely done. Not bad. Jeffrey Rush, if you don't know him, look it up. You're like, oh yeah, that guy. And this one dude, I don't know if I'm going to say this name right. It's, okay, I'm going to try my best. He won Best Actor at the Catalonian International Film Festival for this, by the way. John Lithgow. Yeah. Jeffrey fucking Rush and John Lithgow's in it. Do I need to say more? That's why I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Really? Give me this. I had no idea what the movie's about. I went with it. And if you're like, what the fuck? Jeffrey Rush sounds familiar. Where did I see him before? Pirates of the fucking Caribbean. Probably The Book Thief for other people. It's going to be a lot of stuff that you see in Jeffrey Rush and they're like, oh my God, it's that guy. And he does the judge character so well. So well. He really hits it home. You're hooked from the first minute. You have like no idea. When I said I wanted it, I wanted on who was in it. I didn't actually read what it was about. That's how little I knew going in on it. And I was like, oh, screw it. I'll just do this. And it was insane. It was absolutely insane. The hook, they have from the first to the last. And you don't know where it's going. And this is part of the horror part of it. If you really want to talk horror, what's scarier than growing old and trapped in your own body? Not fucking much. Being surrounded by death, right? It works well. It works stupidly well. Because it's scary on multiple fronts. And it makes you wonder, is John Lithgow's character really a fucking psychopath? Or is he possessed? Or does he have some sort of, I don't know, because they say they have dementia. So is it a aspect of dementia acting out? But there's some sort of, like, this one reviewer says sadism. Like, yeah, maybe sadism. Maybe it's a sadist or sadist, right? I think this is something that you can watch, and sometimes it's hard to watch. If you ever spent time in a nursing home, you know why this is going to be hard to watch. It's hard to watch people have, you know, smushed up peas and carrots dribbled all over them because they can't get it in their mouth, or even getting spoon fed, they can't quite swallow. They had a stroke or whatever. It's difficult to go from being a judge, like being someone in power, even not, he wasn't young, right? He was still powerful though. And having it all taken away from you. It's weird. And they really go and discuss this in a realistic fashion. To a point. There's one point that I will absolutely come back to in a minute. But you have all this, and you have a story that could well have been Bubba Hotep. You know, the supernatural, woo, you know, the JFK and Elvis have to fight an evil mummy. It could have been that, but it's not. It's not. They ground this so well. You don't know. You really don't know. I have to watch this again, probably. You don't really know if the way they're grounding it is because they want everything to be in reality, meaning this could happen to you. Or if they're giving you plausible doubt to see if there's any supernatural aspect to this. Because for a while, it looks a bit like it could be a supernatural throughout, and it kind of goes away from it, it comes back to it, goes away from it, comes back to it. Not because it forgets anything, because it wants to make you doubt. And I think it pulls it off well. The acting is phenomenal in this. The supporting cast, I don't know where they got him from. I loved it. I will say one thing, and I don't know. If you are in a nursing home and that much abuse is going on, I would hope someone notices it. However, we've all seen those specials on nursing homes where people just don't fucking notice it. So it's a cautionary tale as well. I think this one is a 5 out of 5 Cthulhu's. I would watch this again. I want to thank Shudder for the streamer. I think it was Shudder. If it's not Shudder, thank you anyways. I think you need to watch this one. I kind of said like 825 Forest Road was okay. Give it your own shot. But this one you need to watch. The rating on IMDb is not generous. And it's one of those, this is not my cup of tea. I'm like, well, don't read on the fucking thing and find one that does work for you. it works well. It works well. And if you actually know, it's an hour 44 minutes, and if you actually know or have an idea on if this is supernatural or, I guess, psychological horror, let me know. Drop me a comment, man. Let me know. I really want to discuss this one. I was like, oh, man, this is something great to discuss. This is really what horror should be. Honestly, 5 out of 5 Cthulhus. And that brings me to the podcast-a-thon on. That's right, folks. Podcast-a-thon. Oh, boy. They're saying podcastathon.org is about convincing as many hosts as possible to dedicate one episode of the show to a charity of their choice and release it all in a coordinated effort mid-March 2025. This has been going on for a couple of years, and we got invited. And you know, Jimbo, I get invited. I'm coming through it. I went through a lot of charities. I'm not going to mention how many charities turned us down. Kind of depressing. Some of the charities turned us down because horror is not their image, but I thought raising awareness would be their image. Fuck, maybe I got that wrong, bro. You know, I won't mention those names. You know who you are. Or not, because horror is not your image. Suck a dick. Is that your image too? Oh, no. Shrug shoulders. But we had one person who wanted to do it, and their charity closed down before they can come on. So maybe it's the kiss of death. I don't fucking know. And then we had some people who we will talk to later on. And I am very appreciative that scheduling just wouldn't be done in time for podcastathon. And so, without further ado, I know I'm like building this one guy up. I'm like, God damn it, man. I'm just trashing everyone else in front of him. Without further ado, I'm going to present to you the charity we chose for the podcastathon. Tara Reads. No, wrong one. JJ Cares. JJ Cares is a U.S. charity. They give monies, basically scholarships, to students who are going into a trade school or a community college. In the United States, if you don't know, in the United States, there are sometimes community colleges with 2-year degrees, and you might get something done like welding, or maybe you're doing a slight mechanic thing. I have these people on because I believe not everyone has to go to a 4-year school. I think that people really need to do what they're talented in, and no one needs to spend a bazillion dollars to get a job, right? So JJ Cares is out of Wisconsin. We'll just say the ghettos of Nilla, Wisconsin. And to talk about JJ Cares is me, my alter ego. I'm not going to break kayfabe right now, but we'll just say other me. We started this based upon 2 people who died recently, or I guess not too recently anymore, but still. And they were heavily in the trades. They were heavily in the trades, right? And at least one of them was a veteran. Hey, I can say it first time. So what we are doing is we are providing scholarships for children of veterans. Yeah, I get it. Oh, what about me? Well, fucking find your own. Sorry. Here's my charity. I can talk trash it if I want. And we don't really care about your GPA. GPA is just a number. We don't care if your parents served or your grandparents served. You just have to have a family member who is a veteran. And it can't be dishonorable discharge. Come on. And it will be the United States, not Canada, not UK, not anywhere else, US, sorry. That's where trade schools are that we're funding right now. And you have to go to a real school. And you have to write us. We're giving away 4 scholarships away a term, so 8 a year, I guess. And if you want to know more, drop us a line. The website's coming out soon. Until then, drop us a line at Haunted MTL, which is, say it out with me, Haunted Empty Hell. Ooh, no one knew that. They always thought it was Montreal, but it's actually Empty Hell because the devils are all here, motherfuckers. So there we go. JJ Cares. That's our podcast-a-thon charity. I already did my 2 reviews. So if you want, if you're listening, if you know someone who is a veteran or son, daughter of a veteran and cousin, whatever, and they want to go to trade school, remember, ACT, SATs, fuck them. GPA, don't give a shit. U.S. citizen, don't fucking care. As long as you were connected to someone who was a veteran, give us a shout out. What's the worst going to happen? Get rejected? Oh, well, you know, give us a shout out. You get into one of those trade schools, get into community college. It can be a local junior college by you. It does not have to be fancy. You can you don't have to do a trade. You can like use a junior college. I'm going to say JC. You can use your JC to spring into a 4-year if you want. But those 2 years, you know, they're important, you know. So that's it for today's episode. Next time, we'll talk about more stuff. We'll have some themes and features. All this more on the next Streaming Demons Hit My Musics.
I love looking at it.
Don't we all? You know what we also love?
I would really like Dr. Payne.
Wow. Payne was great.
I wish Dr. Payne.
And I was in love. Me too. Do. Great. I love
Dr. Payne. Don't we all?
And yes, National Guard is a fucking military. Enough of that shit. Just apply, man. Apply.
I hear a cat.
Yeah, motherfucker.